I'm trying to figure out the audio in this, but...
No, I think it's working.
Okay, then I just can't hear myself. But that's okay. I don't really need to hear myself. What?
Yeah, that's all right. So I'm coming to you from Studio Fairmount, because I am not in the studio today.
Yeah. Studio Fairmount.
Mm-hmm. Not Studio Braum.
Not Studio Braum. Studio Fairmount this time.
But yeah, so we are back for our second week of this semester doing our radio show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. It's been... We'll see how this is. I'm a little rusty, not going to lie. But anyone who's listening to us, all of our eight listeners. Yeah.
Our traditional check. We have to know how many people... We are directly influencing.
Influencing eight people.
Hello, all of you.
Those eight people, do us a favor and call 855-915-9636 so you all can see me floundering over the phone. So hopefully, you know, you can call and request.
It has been, I think, 10 whole months since Danielle's been in that studio.
Yeah. So Ben had his moment, and now today is mine. It feels great, though. I miss it. I really do. And it's a shame that we can't be here together, that he's in Fairmount and I'm here. But it's okay. We love modern technology to bring us somewhat closer despite all of this.
Can you even imagine this without Zoom? Can you even imagine?
No, I can't.
It'd be terrible. It couldn't work.
No, I don't think it could. But, you know... Like I said.
You know what? Here. I think I have an idea.
What's your idea?
Let's incentivize our eight listeners
to
call in. If you call in, we will play any song you want as long as it's not explicit.
Yeah. I can definitely vouch for that.
That's a Blitzquake promise.
It's a Blitzquake promise. I'm dead. Okay. So, Ben, do you have a song for us? Well, you just listened to Washing Machine Heart by Mitski, which was, yes, I was feeling that vibe definitely today. If not, I've got another song to play.
Yeah, why don't you put yours up? I'm gonna send you the song I'm hoping to hear.
All right, sounds good. So we're going to play this song. It's a little on the... It matches the tone for today, so I hope you enjoy. Then we'll pick up the... We'll pick up the pace with Ben as we normally do later. So, enjoy.
Don't want it, won't happen. She's a psycho from a Midwest suburb. No straight jacket could hold her. Wild eyes, they will lure me in her trap. I go mad just to hold her. Until I noticed that something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, then the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you won't know me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone. She's a loose cannon with a temper so absurd. Hiding from the police, yeah. Took pills with a name I'd never heard. But they were for sleep, she fooled me. That's when I noticed that something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, then the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you won't know me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone. Something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, and the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you won't know me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone.
We are back. Hello.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, wait, I can hear you now.
Ooh, very nice. See, yeah. We're working out the technical difficulties.
We really are.
Maybe by the next show, we'll be just seamless. We'll be killing it.
Yeah, you should all really see me now, though. Like, I've got this busted headphone in one ear, and I just trying to move the chair closer. There we go.
She's really doing her best.
Like I said, we're a little rusty. But yeah, so Ben, tell me what outdoor activity you did today.
Oh, not today.
I guess today was kind of a...
I did not go outside today. Wow, that's just a 2020...
Hey, me neither, though. All I did was go get tested today, and that doesn't count.
Hey, and how'd you do?
I passed.
There we go. I was running this bit where I was texting people saying I tested positive, and they'd be like, oh my god, what? And then
thank
I'd say
god
tested positive for not having coronavirus, and they'd be like, that joke is not funny at all.
You know, yeah, you gotta check your how do you say
come on, that one moment though, so good. And I didn't like leave people hanging. Like you knew instantly that I didn't have it, you know?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, that's good. I'm glad, but like, only you would do that. I'm just glad you didn't do that to me, honestly.
Oh my god, oh, I know. If I did that to you, that'd be it. That'd be the last time we ever talk.
Yeah, probably. I'm just kidding. What was I gonna say? Yeah, no, I meant like outdoor activity you did this weekend.
Oh, this weekend, yes. So this weekend I went to the White Mountains of New Hampshire, or as Chris calls it, and also in his Instagram post, he called it Nuanchi. Because that's what his grandma calls it, which is so funny. And
I tried to, like, sound that out, and it didn't really work.
It's Nuanchi.
Nuanchi? I should ask my grandma how to say what she thinks New Hampshire sounds like.
Yeah.
I ask my aunt, and then that's when you get to hear what an English word sounds like to someone who speaks Spanish, like a native.
No, that's exactly why we got Nuanchi. And, which I think is a better, like, I think that's just what we should be saying.
We should just rename it. Yeah,
it's just better. I mean, it's like, just objectively better. And yeah, so we went hiking. It was like an 8-mile hike. We got some vertical. We got some horizontal. I mean, it's like a full mountain, you know?
A full mountain as opposed to a half mountain?
As opposed to a hill, as they call them.
Oh,
and,
I see. What's the difference between a hill and a mountain?
I think that's philosophical.
I see. Okay.
But yeah, it was really good. And so it was kind of fun because there were these two options. And option one was to do one peak and then kind of chill out while the rest of the group wanted to do a second peak off the first peak. And then option two was to just do, like, both peaks. And I started doing, like, we all started doing the second peak. And people who came back from that second peak saw us and they were like, don't do it. It's not worth it. And I was like, okay, you're right. So I turned around and I sat and I hung out and it was beautiful. And then, like, an hour later, the rest of the group came back and they were, like, covered in sweat and mud.
Oh my gosh. Did you sit by yourself? Like, sit one out by yourself?
No, I sat with one other person there.
Okay.
And they were like, yeah. So at one point, we were 40 feet on a, like, vertical rock climbing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I made the right move, is what I'm
hearing. Really did. You really did. I'm glad that, like, I don't know, you trusted your gut, and that's all you can ask for, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I have no regrets about not doing that second peak, and I feel like some people, you know, they live their lives in regret, not me. I'm happy with what I did.
That's good. Well,
did you do anything fun? What were you up to?
My housemates weren't at my... I love my housemates. Love them to death. However, they weren't here from 2 p.m. till 11 p.m., like 10 p.m. on Saturday. Said the whole entire house, you know, off doing their own things. They were also hiking, I guess that's the word.
Yep.
And then one was at home, and so, I mean, just not there. It was, like, really peaceful. I completely forgot what silence felt like. And not speaking for an hour at a time.
This is sort of an aggressive, like, a passive-aggressive way of saying, like, I needed a break.
No. I mean, like, I did need a break. But I love my housemates. And quite honestly, it was peaceful. And we have 10 listeners, so tell me what you feel like when you're by yourself in silence.
Yeah, what do you think about? Like, what is that time spent doing?
Also, would you have been like Ben and sat it out, or at least given it a shot? Let us know in the comments. Just kidding. Let us know by calling.
If our lives were a choose-your-own-adventure novel, would you flip to page 43 or stay where we are, you know?
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's play another song. Why not?
Yeah, actually, we got to let you know what you were listening to. We played Pope is a Rockstar by Sales, and immediately after, a classic Straitjacket by Quinn, Roman numerals. I don't know what number that is.
Just read the individual letters.
XCII, like some sort of idiot. That's me.
Yeah, whatever. Daniela does not speak Latin.
I don't. Yeah, that's what it is. I don't speak Latin. Okay, hope you enjoy this next song, and we'll stop.
Yeah, a little fun game would be to just...
What?
A fun game would be to we'll play a song, and we'll say And then you get to call in and guess which one of us picked it.
Yeah, yeah. I think it'll be apparent if you know us and have been listening for a while, but...
Yeah, we'll be doing some vibe checks.
Humor us, please. 855-915-9636. Please, I'm so lonely.
Yeah, reach out. She's alone in there.
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
we're back.
And we are.
Yes, we are.
Hello, everyone. You guys want to hear... I don't know. I don't think that... I think we're allowed to talk about this. I'm just going to do it. I did not okay this with Daniela.
Oh, my gosh. I'm afraid now.
But I... Here, you just play the song I texted you.
What
if,
song?
If we, it cut me off if it's not good.
Wait a second. So, we already did... Oh.
No, I sent you a new song. So.
Yeah, no, I got it. Wait, give me a second. I gotta cue it up.
Yeah, you just
gotta
queue it up in case, you know?
I just, like... Oh, my gosh.
Here, I'll start the song.
No.
Okay, so basically...
What is this? What did you send me?
It's my friend... Okay, so my friend from high school makes music, and one of his songs kind of popped off on Spotify, or on TikTok.
And did it?
This is not the one that popped off. This one might pop off. We don't know. Oh, we can play the one that popped off.
Why don't we play the one that popped off?
Okay. Well, I want us. You know, you gotta promote the new stuff.
Okay,
this is the new one.
All
right, so this one came out recently. Anyway, I don't know.
Is it Box Out or Bernadette?
No, my friend Box Out. He wore it like it was a collab.
Oh, a collab. Oh, I know.
Collab.
I see the popular one here. Okay.
Yeah, you've probably heard it. It's on like.
I don't know. You want me to play it? E-girl. Really?
No. I want to tell. We're gonna talk. They're gonna hear us. They could listen to Spotify at home if they want to hear. They want to hear music. All right.
Yeah. His name is Box Out.
His name is Box Out. Anyway, he made the song, but that's not the story. So today I so okay. So the PSA. This is not the PSA. This is my PSA. Is
no.
To vote. It's about voting. Y'all should vote if you can and are eligible, etc. If you have the ability to vote, please vote. Which is an apolitical message. But what I'm trying to say is that for whatever reason, my county does not pay return postage. So I had to go get stamps. And
I could have given you one.
So look, yes, a lot of people own stamps. I do not. It's not a thing I own. And I mean, support the post office, whatever. But I don't own stamps. And I, walked down the street to actually the same building Danielle's in to go to the post office, and they are closed today. They say they're open for, an hour, but I was not going to wait an hour. Also, they're probably not open because, it is a holiday today, whatever. So then I have to go to this, other post office, and I drive there, and I get there, and they're closed. And then it dawns on me that it's a holiday. And then I, go to store market, and I finally acquire some stamps. But this was, an ordeal.
You could have just gone to the campus.
The
center.
Info booth. I learned that today.
You've known me for how long and you didn't know that?
Yeah, I learned. Yeah. So there was a lot of lessons today.
A lot of lessons.
On the way home, I almost died. I was driving and this pedestrian pops out, just pops out into the street. And I, have to, not really slam on my brakes, but, stop pretty quick. And this car that was tailgating me, swerves around me and almost hits this pedestrian. And then looks over at me like it's my fault that I almost got rear-ended, which is ridiculous, because if you're rear-ending somebody, you were the one at fault 99% of the time. Mm-hmm. And then he starts, tailing me on the way home, and I was, dodging and weaving to get out of it, to not get, taken chewed or whatever the heck this guy was trying to do. It was so scary.
That is really scary.
Anyway, watch out.
That was the PSA.
That was
vote and watch out. Also, ask your friends for help when it comes to stamps, because I have a sheet of 20 and they're kind of weird, they're kind of odd colors, and it's like a hip-hop themed ones. I feel like you would like them.
Stamps are ridiculous. The ones I got today were American flag, which felt very fitting, you know.
Yeah, I guess. But let me know. I have some pretty cool ones. oh my goodness.
So call in if you want some of Daniela's stamps.
Yeah.
855-915-9636.
That's 855-915-9636 to get your scrub daddy. I'm just kidding.
It's kind of funny because I feel like now that our phones just can hold all these phone numbers. We don't have to know any phone numbers at all.
Yeah, do you have phone numbers memorized?
I know my own.
Yeah.
I know my home phone. I know both my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I know the WMO
phone
number. And that's it. That's the only other phone.
What was the last one?
like the WMFO phone number.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Yeah, I only know my family members, my immediate family members. That's it. The thing is that if I was ever in like crisis, I would never call my family members because they never answer. They always answer later. I have to leave a voicemail to my parents and then they'll get back to me maybe. So
I'd call the WMFO line. That's the
I wouldn't, because I know if someone called me right now, I would probably struggle to pick up. And what if someone didn't pick up and then they broadcast me on air?
I know we talk about this a lot on this show. I want our audience of non-DJs to understand just how difficult it is to answer the phone.
And that's with, like, having this control board cheat sheet with me right now.
I think
now.
It would be easier to launch, like, America's nuclear arms than it would be to answer the phone on air.
Yeah, not gonna lie, that's actually kind of true. Give me the launch codes, and I'll be able to do that. Not this.
As an almost college-educated person, yeah. I can assure you that this is the hardest thing I've ever done.
Yep. And there's multiple ways to look in this studio that explains in full detail how to answer the phones. Also, I think in Ben, do you have the... like it running the what we're doing right now, like on your computer?
I can give it, you like hear it?
Yeah, like is it up on your webpage?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I suggest. I hear like a my voice twice.
All right, should we play this next song? We can play.
Yeah, let's play this Ben's friend's next song, and we'll settle. Oh my gosh, there's a. Oh my god, I'm gonna hyperventilate. There's someone calling right now.
No way.
Oh yes. Okay. We gotta do this. How do we do this?
I'm so ready. All right.
I'm not ready. Okay.
Oh god.
Phone off air. There's no step by step. Oh my gosh. Hold. Press. Hello? Who may I ask is calling? Rick? Hi, Rick. Do you have a song recommendation? Okay, what would you like to hear? Sylvia's Mother? Is that what you would like to hear?
Oh,
I think I hung up on him. Okay, well, sorry, Rick, but I'm going to play Sylvia's Mother for you. I don't know who it's by.
Wait, Danielle, play my song, and then
okay.
We'll pull that one up.
Okay, sounds good. I'm so sorry, Rick. It's been a while. I'm a little rusty, but... maybe call again soon. Hopefully this song plays.
could seize you by a luminous energy. I'll search for you endlessly.
Everyone.
I just want to apologize to our dear friend Rick who called in.
Thank you so much for calling in, Rick. We have alluded to very slightly, do not know how to answer the phone calls.
Yeah, I realized what I did wrong. So that was a learning moment. So thank you for teaching, like being that moment for me. I really appreciate it, first off. Second off, we have your song queued up right now. So we didn't forget about you, promise. Promise.
The song is that we have not listened to it, so we're really counting on Rick.
I mean, that's the whole point of like WMFO is to learn new stuff. I mean, I show Ben stuff, he shows me stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's a good time.
You answer phones, you hang up on our listeners.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the whole thing.
I am so sorry.
Should we play it?
Yeah, I think we should. And again, thanks for your patience. And we're gonna play this song. Shout out Rick for calling us in. And you know what? Someone else call in. Give us a shot, okay? That's 855-915-9636. Keep calling in. I need to practice. And maybe I won't hang up on you. Maybe you'll be the lucky one, and by then I'll learn. So give me a shot. Call that number. You know,
everyone call it once. Let's overwhelm Danielle.
No, let's really throw her in the deep end. Don't do that. But let's give her one more shot.
All right, let's get it going.
Yeah, let's get it going. So this is Sylvia's. Oh wait, you just listened to Seasick featuring Bernadette by Ben's friend Box Out. Yeah, and then now we're gonna listen to Sylvia's Mother by Dr. Hook. So courtesy to Rick, so enjoy.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave her alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Just wanna tell her goodbye.
says Sylvia's packing. She's gone, be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says, please don't say nothing to make her start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Says Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says, take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says, thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes.
Are back.
Rick, I hope you liked it. That song was your request, and we played it for you. And we noticed that during that song, we did lose a listener, and it better not have been you, Rick.
I hope it wasn't. And I didn't want to fail you, but that's okay. So.
But we're glad you're out there, and we're glad that, I mean, happy to play any song as long as it's not explicit. So,
yeah.
You know, we kept a bar into the deal, so everyone know. We follow through is what we do.
We do. We really do. It takes us a bit, but we really do.
We really do. Well, I think it's important time. That we do. It might be. Is it that time? Daniela, yeah. could you please load up some happy guitar music to play behind me?
Sure. Okay. We've got some. This is gonna be just like a random song.
But I just search happy guitar every time. I do it on YouTube. I don't know. I feel like it's hard. It's hard to get a happy guitar. There's a lot of different types. Some of them are too happy. That's no good. Some of them aren't happy enough. And that's also no good.
Actually, I think this one would be good.
All right.
There we go.
Is this, all right, I'm gonna listen. I'm going to listen at home. Let's see how happy this guitar is.
It's a cover.
Okay, I'm just gonna start because I can't hear it.
Okay, that's
fine. All right, here is your PSA. Brought to you straight from my mouth to your airwaves to your ears. Here we go. Order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be an incredibly inexpensive opportunity too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So, what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link. Then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at WMFO.
Tomato, mushroom-loving, I am dead. That's great.
And that's a promise. We do love tomatoes, mushrooms, and onions. And if you don't believe me, smell Danielle's breath.
That's so rude. You're going to call me out on the airwaves like that?
I can smell it from here.
Oh my gosh, I'm a little
just kidding.
Hurt.
Rude. Nah, Danielle's got the best smelling breath on this whole campus.
Okay,
that's
now
a promise.
Just being weird. Oh my goodness.
She's
okay, well,
soft.
I'm kind of over him. Okay, we're gonna play another song. Okay, bye.
Vampire, I just want to start a flame in your heart. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same. I just want to be the one you love. I don't want to set the world.
Hello. So let's walk them through. What did they just hear?
Yeah. So we had last time we talked to you about the music that we played was when we played Sylvia's Mother by Dr. Hook. Then we played Hello Goodbye during the PSA, which is a cover of the Beatles' Hello Goodbye by a man by named Stephen Bennett. Then we listened to the TikTok famous song from Ben's friend called I Just Want to Be the One You Love, which is literally like the only lyrics that they say in the song. But
yeah. Well, I mean, my high school, in fact, has a proud legacy of of musicians coming out of it. We have Box Out Music, of course, actually doing very well. And then we also have somebody who in high school moved out to California and made a song called Rappity Tappity.
Oh my gosh.
Where the name of my high school is named, and it's very good. So I won't play it on the show, but I'd love, I mean, we have some banger rhymes. It's great. Mm-hmm. Very fun. Yeah. And honestly, the beat goes pretty hard. So
yeah. So oh my gosh, I think I've heard that one.
I've showed you it.
Yeah,
it
and then
a then, song.
And then we listened to BS by Still Woozy. So now we got a song queued up. Maybe for
yeah,
Ben?
I mean I did text you a song. I didn't listen
you
to
did.
It before, but I think
okay. That's okay.
It's by an artist that I like a lot. I'm actually in, okay. So here's the thing, right?
Oh my god.
This is a song by Charlie XCX, and this is, I mean, I definitely like play one or two of her songs frequently.
Like,
but she is a serious musician and has a lot of other stuff. And I believe that the song was recommended to me by a friend who is even more versed in her discography. So I'm sure it's a good one. But if it's not, we can blame my friend. So.
Yeah, let's give it a listen then. Let's give it a shot.
All right, let's see how it is.
All right, let's see how it is. And we're back. Ben, do you want to share with everyone on the airwaves what type of Facebook group you're on?
So I'm in a lot of different Facebook groups. One of them is, in fact, a Charlie XCX number one angel posting group. And this is a group that I joined, I think, mostly as a joke because my friend is in it. And the same friend that recommended this song, of course. And it's just very funny because I just don't know almost anything about Charlie XCX for real. But these people are just so in love with her. And, like, I don't know. Like, can you imagine dedicating your whole life to this one artist? Like, I can't. But I get a little sneak preview every time I open up Facebook.
And
I think that really goes along. I think it really goes along with this opinion I have. I'm very adamant about this. I think it behooves you to. I hope I'm using that word right.
I have no idea.
It doesn't matter. To know just a little bit about a lot of things. Because then you can seem like an authority on many different issues. So, I guess, like, my big example of that is, like, I know just enough about CompSci to make CompSci two CompSci majors. So that I'm, like, ingratiated with them. I'm, like, one of them, you know? And I don't know anything about CompSci, but knowing, like, one joke about it is plenty to, like, seem knowledgeable on that subject.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's a thing that I've been working on, you know?
Interesting. Interesting.
Just a little insight about how I live my life, you know?
Yeah, thanks. Thank you for that. Yeah, and we're coming out to the end of our show, so I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who was able to listen and whatnot. I think we have time for maybe two more songs. So what you just listened to was London Queen by Charlie XCX. So that was a good song. It was made in 2014. I don't remember what I was up to in 2014. I was in middle school, I think. So that was, high school. I was in high school. Oh goodness. Anyways. So let us know what you were up to in 2014. Anyways. Yeah. And so our next two songs, we'll listen to a song by the Mowglis. And one other one I decided to choose to play, so, yeah.
Danielle, do you want to do your song first?
Yeah, maybe. I'll play. So, all right. Thanks for listening, everyone, and have a good rest of your evening.
We'll see you in a week
when I'm in the, what's that called,
Studio Brahm,
and he is here. Again, alternation, friends. We love it. We don't really love it, but, you know, we're going to do the best we can. Okay, here's this next song.
Out of the window, I saw a dark cloud heading toward me. I'm not used to thinking on my feet, quick close the window. Suddenly I was certain that all I want is all I got.
The window, suddenly I was